Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com. Under the programs and products tag, click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. So folks, are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Yes, you are. Joining me, I have with me the one and only Miss Kenya Young. Woo! Welcome, Kenya. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. You know, awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
I appreciate you joining us. Before we get into the actual interview, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I am Kenya Renee Young. I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am 39 years old. I'm also a mother, an author, a motivational speaker. So those are some things about me, just a little bit of things.
So she's got a lot of stuff going on. Mother, speaker, and working. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on. So I appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time today and your willingness to share your amazing story with us. I think it's going to inspire and really help a lot of folks out there who've been through a number of challenges as well. So Kenya, as we get into the first question, you know, before we do that, if folks are interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way to reach out to you? You have a website?
Yes, I do. It is being rebranded right now, but it is KenyaEmpowered.com. KenyaEmpowered.com. www.KenyaEmpowers.com.
All right, with an S, Empowers.
Yes.
Okay, with an S. .com. All right.
And then they can also reach me at my email at kenyaryoung72@gmail.com. And if they want my book, they can just go on Amazon or hit me up in my email and I will send them copies of the books.
Awesome. So, get that book. Very, absolutely. Very inspiring. All right. So yeah. Kenya, let's get started here. So what's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally or professionally?
I would say the biggest obstacle for me is getting out of foster care and being homeless at 18 years old.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about that. How did that come to happen?
Well, here in the system in Nevada, they don't really have any exiting programs for you. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a lot of life skills, especially because I was kind of out of control. And I got pregnant at 17 and they kind of just released me into the shelter. And so I was getting up every morning, walking the streets homeless.
Wow.
With
wow.
a baby in my stomach. Yes. Wow. So I'd say that was the biggest struggle for me.
Wow. And how did you end up in the foster care system?
My mother was on crack cocaine and my father was in prison.
Wow. Okay. What age did you go into the foster care system?
At five years old.
Age five. Okay. Wow. So we definitely share that in common, bouncing back and forth between the foster care system. And, you know, oftentimes we hear young people being adopted, or we hear young people kind of bounce around the foster care system. Give us an idea of what it felt like emotionally. What were your feelings? Because again, when you're not what you're, I tell people it's a different growing up when you have, even if you grew up in a single parent household, you still have mom, the protector there with you. When you're in foster care and other stuff like that, you don't have that adult who brought you into the world there with you. So it feels differently though. So talk to us about how it felt, you know, bouncing around and living in foster care. You said you live in 22 different homes, right?
Yes, I actually, it's in my book. It feels like, what is wrong with me? Yes. Those are the words that I use. Yes. What is so wrong with me that my parents don't want me?
Wow.
None of these people look like me.
Yeah.
So, and I had a lot of Caucasian foster parents. Uh-huh. And so I kept asking myself, what's the problem? Why doesn't my mom love me? Why doesn't my dad love me?
Yes.
This is not normal. So I had feelings of abandonment. I didn't know that's what that was. It was just, what's wrong wrong with me? So that's all I can basically say to you. I was confused.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah. And again, I appreciate you sharing that. I had those same feelings of abandonment as well, because you do ask the questions, you know, why doesn't this adult who should be responsible for me, why are they not willing to take care of me or come rescue me even from some of these foster homes, you know? So it does create this anxiety, creates this feeling of resentment towards them. At least that's what I had from my mom and dad growing up as a kid, you know, a resentment and other stuff like that though. So over the years, I mean, you're obviously successful today, and I appreciate you, your journey. You know, as you were going through the foster care system, what did you do to kind of cope?
Music.
Music. Okay.
Tell music us about and this. Music and writing. So
really? Okay.
I love music still. Like, if I get upset and I turn on music, it changes my whole attitude.
Really?
I love music. Yes. My favorite band is Chicago.
Okay.
So even as a kid, you know, listening to Chicago, Peter Cetera, their acoustics, their instruments, they were just amazing with music. So wow. Music soothes my soul, kind of like in the Bible when we talk about David. I never understood that until I looked at my life and I was like, oh, okay. So when I played music, I would listen to the lyrics and it would take me to a whole nother world. Wow. Like one of the songs I used to listen to by Whitney Houston was Miracle. And I believe, because if you listen to that song, she was basically talking about a child. Uh-huh. Most people don't listen. And it would make me feel like, okay, my mom did love me. That's why she gave me up, because I was a miracle.
Okay.
So I would listen to that and it would give me hope about my mom. Or I would listen to Chicago and I would have these dreams that I was going to be a lawyer and be married and be rich and have no kids.
Yes.
Which is not the case. So music gave me an escape.
Wow. And writing as well. So what type of
writing did you do? Since I was 8.
Wow.
I used to just sit and write little things down. And the older I got in high school and foster care, I remember my teacher, Mr. Johnson, he'd look at my stuff and be like, wow. And I would just write. I don't have any of those notes anymore, but I would just write everything that I would feel. I've always loved writing.
That's incredible. And I'm glad you turned towards those two mechanisms of writing and listening to music, because they can both be things that can help one kind of go beyond the current circumstances. I was a big music listener too when I was a kid. You know, I would just listen to music and just dream myself away from my circumstances, you know. So
right.
Yeah, love it. You know, did you have
Have a single.
Go ahead.
I have a single. I sing. Okay. I do. So we're releasing the music video this year. So I'm so excited. It's called Humble Me. So I wrote that in 2009.
Wow.
So yeah.
We're gonna be on the lookout for that.
I recorded it and everything, but now we're gonna go ahead and put some life to it.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing that. We're looking forward to hearing it as well, though. Yeah. So, you know, as you were going through the foster care system, did you have a mentor or guide or someone who you turned to kind of help you navigate the circumstance at all? Was there any
social workers? I had quite a few.
Okay.
But one that stands out to me is Karen Knoll. Okay. She was the best foster care worker I could have ever had in my life.
Wow.
When I didn't believe in myself, she believed in me. And then I had a CASA worker, case advocate. Her name was Donna Bertzel. She actually owns Eggworks. I don't know if you know what that is. Eggworks, the company, restaurant.
Wow.
She was my CASA worker. And I just contacted her about a year ago. And then she finally called me back about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
So we talked. Yes, she was. When I say she loved me, she broke the rules. She was never supposed to take me to her house, and she did.
Wow.
She loved me like I was her child. And those two people, they never stopped believing in me. And I believe that's why I am who I am today. You know?
Did they give you any type of advice when you were with them?
Yeah, they would always tell me, Kenya, whatever you put your mind to, you could do. They'd always tell me I'm such a people person, and they could see me helping lots of people in my life. They would always speak those type of things to me. So, yeah.
That is great to have people speaking into your life, especially during some of your toughest moments as well. You know, so what kept you going? What was your motivation to keep going through this experience? Because you didn't give up, obviously, because you're here successful today. What motivated you to keep fighting, keep going?
Honestly, God.
Yeah.
It's the spirit. And I didn't even know that's what it was at the time. Mm-hmm. And not from a religious aspect. But I just knew that there was something greater living on the inside of me. It would I would hear and it would give me drive and it would give me strength and it would let me know that I'm able to triumph over anything. Even when I felt like killing myself, even when I felt like I didn't want to live, even when I felt like I want to toss in the towel and not be a mother anymore or do anything. I just knew that there was a source and a creator greater than myself.
Yes.
So that's why.
That is powerful. Yeah, that's great to know as well. So, you know, when you think about 22 foster homes, how did that experience change you as a person?
Even as an adult, I was never stable. I didn't get stable until about a year ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, I didn't even know what stability was. And once I was 25 and I started taking medication and getting therapy with my children, because my children went through a lot with me too because of that, I began to notice a change. That's why I was able to write books and do things like that and start a nonprofit and a for-profit business and things like that. Because I realized that instability came from my childhood and that was the root. If you're all over the place, it's going to be inside of you.
Yes.
So, you know how it goes. Yes. I had to break that chain.
Yes, you're exactly right. And kudos for you again for being transparent about the mental health aspects of it. Because sometimes we hear about mental health aspects of individuals' lives and they don't often openly share about it. So I appreciate you doing that because it's going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there as well. So, you know, as you reflect back on your journey through the foster care system, 22 foster homes, would you do anything differently?
I would.
What would you do differently?
I would have listened more.
Okay.
I would have especially stayed with Kathy and Chuck Floyd. They were one of the greatest foster parents I ever could have had. But I let everybody talk about me because they were white, but they loved me. They really did. I would have stayed stable and let them love me and graduated. Because I actually dropped out of high school and then went back in 2017 and got my diploma.
Wow.
So if I would have been with them, thank you. Yes. I think that I would have done things different. So I believe that I should have been more stable in my mind to say, you know what? I don't care what people say. But when you struggle with abandonment and rejection, you listen to what people say. You have no sense of identity.
Yes.
So yeah, absolutely.
That's a great point. Yeah, because definitely other people's voices kind of can play in your head when you don't have that one solid voice that you've heard from childhood on, you know, in your life as well. So, Kenya, if we have folks out there who are dealing with issues of coming out of 22, there could be issues of childhood issues. There could be issues of financial issues. It could be a number of issues that people are facing right now in our society. What advice would you give them to keep going, keep fighting, and to overcome it? Let them know that it's not going to happen forever. What advice would you give
them? I'll give them a few things. Don't look at other people, because that right there will have you feeling like you are less than, you're not successful. Because I believe we're born successful. We just don't know it.
Absolutely.
And when you feel like things are not going your way, look to the greater within you. Look within at the source and the I am and the creator inside of yourself and understand that the spirit always rules greater than your negative thoughts. That's what I would say, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
When I feel like, you know what, I'm not happy with my financial circumstance. I'm a single mother of five, Dr. Watson. So, I have three at home left. My two are grown and gone. But I would say this, when life feels like it's kicking you, kick back and stand up.
Yes.
That's it. And just get up and fight. That's it. Say, hey, I got this, you know? And when you don't, and it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel. It's okay to scream. There's times I go scream in my pillow. It's okay. Emotions are okay, but they should not control your every day and your every mood.
I love it. Great advice. I love it. I love it. I love it. Folks, give Kenya a round of applause. Awesome. Awesome job. Kenya, if folks want to get a hold of you again, tell us again how to get a hold of you.
Okay, www.kenyaempowers.com, or you can reach me at my or you can reach me at my email at kenyarryoung72@gmail.com. And if you want my books, you can actually go on Amazon, punch in Kenya R. Young, and you'll see the books that I have. And then I have a book dropping in March, so stay tuned.
All right, we're going to be looking out for that. You have to let me know. I want to be the first to know about that book when it drops. All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, so Kenya, we had a chance to talk about some tough stuff. You ready to have some fun?
I am.
All right. So here's the part of the podcast. We do our rapid fire questions. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, these questions are all around purpose. I'm just going to ask you the questions. I'm not going to elaborate on any of the questions. And we want you to give us your best answer to each question. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep. Go ahead.
Here we go. Kenya, how have you turned a dream into reality?
I always wanted to make a CD and I did it.
Wow. Okay, I love it. What gives your life meaning?
My children.
Okay. If money wasn't an issue for you, what would you be doing with your time?
Serving people, serving children in the system. That's what I would be doing.
All right. What word best describes you?
Exuberant, okay. Passionate, resilient.
All right, good word. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Singing and playing with dolls.
I love it. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Travel.
Okay. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you would be doing right now?
I'd be a lawyer with a white picket fence and rich.
Okay. If you had to teach something, what would you teach?
How to lie, liberate, innovate, and empower.
Okay, you had me going there. I'm like, okay, all right. Say that one more time. Lie stands for what?
Liberate, innovate, and empower.
All right. So you guys get that clear. She didn't tell you to go out there and become a liar, right? Who inspires you the most, Kenya?
You know what? My brother who just passed.
Wow. Wow. Yep. Again, condolences to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's, he must have been an incredible guy, though. So I
appreciate
you sharing that. Yeah.
He was.
Can you, what's something about yourself that might surprise us to learn about you?
I'm one of the biggest crybabies in the world.
Yeah, crybaby. It's okay to cry, right? Like you just said, right?
Yeah, I'm a crier.
Yeah. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
I actually want to do a documentary about my life.
Okay, good. I see that happening. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
I'm going to Italy.
Okay. No matter what, you're going to be going.
No matter what, I'm going to Italy.
What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
Our grandma left us a legacy of how to live great. That's what they're going to know. How to live great.
Okay. Love it. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
I'd be She-Ra. Remember She-Ra?
Yeah, I remember She-Ra. Oh, yeah, I like She-Ra.
Man,
yes.
She was powerful. She was able to do all sorts of things. I'd be like a She-Ra.
I like it. He-Man was one of my favorite characters as well, though. Yeah. Good. If I were to walk around your home, what clues would reveal to me about what it is that you love?
The colors. Scheme.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. What would you go back to school for?
Psychology.
What do you love to learn about?
I love learning about the mind and how people think. Okay. It's kind of interesting.
What sparks your creativity?
Experience. I'd say experience. Life experiences.
Okay. If you became president today, what law would you pass first? Yes, today. You're president. Yes.
Listen, Dr. Watson, that's a good one. I don't know. I have to. That's a good one. I would say they would have to give foster children time to get themselves together before they exit the system, so they never have to experience what I have to experience. You can't just throw them out when they're 18.
I like that. And give them free 4-year college tuition.
That's a good one. Absolutely.
We need to work together on that. We'll talk more about that offline.
Okay.
If you could follow someone around for a day, who would you follow?
I would love to follow Sandra Bullock.
Okay. Awesome. Why?
She's so awesome.
Why?
You know what? Because she's so real and down to earth and natural, and she adopted children, and she just seems like she's so much fun. I love Sandra Bullock.
Awesome. Great actress as well. What do you love to do for others?
You know what? I love to help encourage people. I love encouraging people. That's like a passion of mine every day.
Yes. What's the best gift someone's ever given you?
You know what? I thank Carol Young, my mother, for my life.
Wow. Awesome. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
Kenya, you have such great poise. and they just don't know.
Yeah. I love it. What's one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Speak. Stop. Okay.
What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
I saved a child's life before.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that is awesome. What does success look like for you?
I want to be completely out of debt and own multiple properties so that people have a place to live.
Okay. I love it. If I were to talk to the people who know you best, what would they say your purpose is in life?
To help people.
Help people. Okay. What are you most grateful? What are you most grateful for?
Oh, so many things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for today.
Yeah.
Every day we have a breath to breathe. Yes. I'm grateful to be alive today.
Yes, I love it. What's the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
To be honest with yourself.
Okay. And last but not least, how do you want to be remembered in history?
Good one. She helped people be free and strong, and they no longer have to suffer from bondages in their mind. I just want people to know that I helped change them somehow in life, especially my own children. I want them to know that I left a legacy.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about a mindset. That's what I want to be known as.
I love it. Give yourself a round of applause. Kenya, you survived. Awesome. Woo! Great job. So folks, if you are looking for an author, a speaker, coach out there, you got to tap into Kenya Young. She knows what she's talking about. You're talking about a young lady who's overcome 22 foster homes. Now she's an author, a coach, speaker. Are you a pastor too? Pastor?
I am. How'd you know?
Pastor, look at that. Pastor.
I'm a minister. I'm not a pastor. I just say minister. I'm a licensed minister. I do preach.
Got that minister, pastor kind of voice about you. I like that though. Presence about you. So I appreciate that. So Kenya, one more time, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
www.kenyaempowers.com. And it is being rebranded, so you won't be able to click on it today, but tomorrow you'll be good. And then you can reach me at my email, kenyaryoung72@gmail.com.
Awesome. Make sure you reach out to Kenya. Amazing. And appreciate your willingness to be transparent and share your story today as well. All right. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Dr. Watson.
Yeah. So folks, if you are someone out there who is an overcomer, has an amazing story, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com. Share your story with us. Also, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, review it, share with your folks on social media. We're always looking for sponsors out there. So if you're a sponsor, please let us know and we would work out things to get you on the show. For everyone else out there, thank you very much for your time today. God bless. Peace and deuces.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.